Now, confusing now is one way the legends, I think, are the ones that are still for listening.
Mm.
Are the ones that the commissioner are going to the airport. So the salmon and Mr. Shea the electric.
One shot, one two.
One two, yeah. Yeah. Let me present the Gemara on the question today. The Gemara says there was a machlokes about a certain case, and certainly it was about the Sahamation. It had an option of either saying the Hamotia on one side or another side, but there was a machlokes which one should say Hamotia. The Gemara says on the fourth wide line, and the line says to him, Amar Adam, a Yitzchak, the Reshamayim, the Yitzchak, the Reshamayim. That's the case between the Sahel. I'm surprised that all I've done yet today. The fact is, there's a problem with that. You're Ishmael, you're Ishmael, you're Ishmael, and the Medrash, Yabro. On that fact, it's Israel. It has a comment that that refers to that Yabro of the Kitchu. And the first man in the Bible, the Parish, explained what does that mean, that it's referring to that Yabro of the Kitchu. Because there was an Akhlaq of the Bereshay, so there was an Akhlaq of the Kumbish. Yam Shua Yerachan. So the Shua means Shua, a Shua means a Likra Shreim,
Who say the Hamas who has it on to both of them. So it's like that. That's my focus in which we find it. That there was a machlokes in Din that we should say Hamas and Yisrael on that. We is the machlokes with you? Could the Bedakhtar do for Bedakhtar that? You had a pot shleimer that's new, you have a roll that's a shleimer, and then you have a big challah that is just cut up a little bit. So that's a pizza, it's no longer a shleimer, but it's much bigger than the new one that's a shleimer. But as you know, that was an athletic rabbinia against the Vietnamese Rakata Rakata. The rabbinia holds it acceptable to say how much we are on a big one. Even though it's not a shleimer. So the Hebrew of that size, the fact that it's bigger in size is a greater Hebrew than Shlema. That Mecca disagrees in the opposite direction. Shlema, this is the Ramut, that's preferable to say the Hamotia and the Shlema, as then to say the Hamotia and the Gedalia, and apply to Shlema, which is a proof. The point of the Rashi learned that was the Machlem of Rafuna, that Mecca, and the Rafet, and the Kosta, so that's what places come from, that's what this Gemara is picking up on, that the Ishmael in such a situation, in such a situation, we would be faced with such a situation, we would be faced with such a situation, we would be faced with and a big group on that, there's enough locus to come to us and see how people have met us. So the Gemara would recommend that the best thing is not to run the Haran and the Machlokes and to hold on to both.
I can eat a few bowls also.
Yeah. I'm going to take a leech. Yeah, take a little bit. I'm going to take a leech. 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 I'm going to take
The Brahmacharya is not only is Mahalaya Rahuni Rabyakana on the way, early on the way. And it's already a Brahmacharya that already had a Mahalaya Sakana. All you have to do, and the Brahmacharya recommends, you have to do some Prakashlam Prasaya in the book. That's how Rashi learned. But the place is that the Rishon didn't like Rashi. He learned from, he learned through the face of Rashi Kishin. A Ramit test on the day from Tessin Sivan Rashi on the way. So he quoted Rashi. According to Rashi, it's opposite, it's an Achlekes if you have the big, if you have the big one, which is the Pisa, or the small one, which is the Shlema, which one is the second verse of Sehan Lekna? So the Rabbein Tam said, Tom and Kerry, is a Chzor Hapucha. So the origin of Akasa Lakasa, opposite Shuk.
First of all, there's Shlema, I don't know, Marcus, it's a
Yes. So, yeah. In other cases, I understand. In this case, I don't really understand. We know that there's a Marla, Shlema, or the Pisa. We know that there's an Ayala of Dai, or the good side, or the left side, which is right in the Amachlit. Which man? There's the only one we can remember. We're going to have to be Amachlit. There's no Kaisama Kaisa.
Yes,
sir. So that's what, so we point out that's all. Rashi knows the Rabbeinu Tam didn't like that stuff. Then in terms of Hapucha, the Rabbeinu Tam didn't like that stuff. The Rabbeinu Tam didn't like that stuff. And some of them, they look at the Hittuch first. After this, we're going to have to have a question. After this, Rabbeinu Tam, that's where Rabbeinu Tam learned that that's not the Amachlit. So Rabbeinu, They cut up the relevant and send them through there, but it's a different time
to
you. And that, you know, when you ask me about it, you know, you talk to me, you'll say, I'll make that a little bit. And then everybody, the children tells us, so it's a bigger pleasure, so the bigger, so that's what they just come trying to do by Malcolm, they need a person. They say, Rashi, that the Machlokes, the thing that we're going to be working in the yard, you're going to cost a lot of cost. But you say, I'm going to be, so you can't satisfy both unless you're going to, you have to look at Hashemah. That's what the Gemara recommends. Rather than to do a stop, like Rabbi Yochanan, try to satisfy both of them. So, as they say, in the middle of the Taisu, did I not come to Yaku? All the Jewish Rabbi in the Tzaham, they're going to call it Rabbi in the Tzaham, they're not doing the Parashachi. You can't say that these Gemara, then not break the Ravina, and it writes the Tanya, and I'm happy, everything goes, and that's nothing. The simple answer of God, the Almach, let me go say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm If you have a Kufa shall fit in,
okay.
And the Shleimah shall start in, you have a Shleimah that's from Bali, that's in human equality. And the Kufa is Kufa conceived Shleimah. The Gemara made a statement that Chitin, Kufa Shal Chitin, Shmei Shal Tzorin, Kufa Hakol. The Gemara is going to do that because it never was a Machlokes. Everybody agrees. The Gemara Chitin, Shal Chitin, Shmei Shal Tzorin, Kufa Hakol. The Gemara is going to do that because it never was a Machlokes.
So those that didn't come learn, Yeshemite and Yitzhak Yeshem shall have it together.
So that's not the answer.
So the answer is not the next one. The Gemara says, Kitanei.
Yeah.
That is Yitzhak Kitanei. So we know correctly the place is Kitanei, he says that Rashi is right. This is an Achleke Satanei. Maybe go back to the Achleke somewhere around Rav Huna Rav Yechanan seems to be an Achleke Satanei. And you know, so the Tzadik shows it's not going to work out. And you're going to learn that the Machleke from the Ram is also not going to work out. So it means it's Kitanai, the last statement that we said, that it's Yibur HaKoyo, that everybody's masking, Merach HaLakut, or Shalchit, and the Torah says, Shalma, Shalchoyim, that maybe it's not Yibur HaKoyo, maybe it's not Yibur HaKoyo, maybe that's the Machleke Satanai, which is other, if one is safer than the other. That's how they have been a Tamlam shot over here. The bigger size onions are tastier than the baby onions. They taste better. And there is a game when the Machlis Chumah is supposed to give from the best, Mena Mukha. And his mother can get it to Issa, because the Machlis Chumah is going to be here. And his mother says in Mitzvah Chet Ha'im Chet is called on the end. You will not have an Avera. You will not be in violation of an Avera. But if you have a Machlis, it's called on the end. It's a Machlis Mena Mukha. Mashma, the Rubin, if you have said Rubin Avera, if you have an Avera, the Machlis Chumah is going to be the Rabban comes in Minya Mitzvah, which is one of the Mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot to count. The Mitzvah to be Nachash Minya Minya Mitzvah. So the Gemara... Yeah, if you have a... So now the Tamayim had enough Yekesh, let if you have a little onion, which is a Shlema, and you have a giant onion, which is much tastier than a little baby onion, so it's not the same as a pizza. So which one should be Nachash Truma? So that's the Machlokes Katana. So the Nair first one, Kitanoi, so that should be identical with the issue that we just said was either HaKol, we must have made a mistake, you can't say either HaKol, anybody agrees. Let's follow with Kitanoi. So you give the... So you give the Kabir, and you give the background for the Chita, because it's a better Chita, it's better when it's moved on the process. The Chita is proper goes to the Kabir. So they say that Chita, when it's tastes better when it's moved on the process, more questions than Shlema, they say no, that the Soilin, which is the Shlema, is to be preferred. So they say, we do the Akron, not the Akron, the Machlokes. Then he went back to that, and he says no. So that Machlokes Katalan has nothing to do with anything else. That's the local Machlokes in a flash of Tuna. Why? Because they could be the Koyin. That's on the first world mind. It knows it might not welcome to you, Masala Khoshua, Masala Shalom, that's the Machlokes Katalan. There's a deal when you say Hamaiti, you should say the Brach out of cover of Brach, you say the Brach, over which other is the Machlokes Katalan. When the Machlokes Katalan, it should be Machlokes Katalan, it should be Machlokes Katalan, it should be Tahir, it should be one thing not necessarily itself. Or it could be Kikoyi, it is a kind of Ebra Kalam, like the Yidah Ashabani, or the Tamayim would agree, that you should give the Chassi Brach of Godo, because the bigger onions are tastier than the small onions. Completely, in other words, what we said before is correct. But we said originally that Yibu HaKol, the Zohar HaLakir, the Shalchit, and the Pesach HaShlema is partly correct, it's not Kitanoi. First he said Yibu HaKol, everybody knows that the Chitin is precedent over the Shlema on the soil. Yibu HaKol. Then he might say, yeah, maybe it's Yibu HaKol, then he might back up, no, we said it's all correct. In other words, it's Machlokes. Yibu HaKol, everybody agrees that Chita is more chashuv than Shlema Shalchit. I'll get to Machlokes Katalan, but I'll say, well, no, how can I say, there is no kind available. That's the new Machlokes Katalan. That's the Shlema, that's not correct, and the less longer than the one that's correct. Is that a reference? So the short flavor is going to evaporate and will dissipate. But that's the Machlokes Katalan. The beauty is that these things, you know, it's happening in Nafish, I didn't have to call the name, it's happening in Nafish, no, I'm with her. Even if there's no kind available, and even if it may not be the same, I'm with her. We hear the fact that there's no kind available. What's the nature of the Dina Mukhtar? What's the Machlokes Katalan? What's the nature of the Dina Mukhtar? Is it the Sakna of the Mukhtar Nisina? Is the Mukhtar HaKash and the Mukhtar Nisina? By Shuma. The Rabbani is trying to receive the Mukhtar, the Mukhtar Nisina. Raman says one Mukhtar. This is the Machlokes Shuma, this is the Machlokes Shmaita. Raman says one Mukhtar, one Mukhtar could be Machlokes, one Mukhtar could be Nisina, it's the Mukhtar Nisina. Why are you? That if the Kohen has a song,
All you have to do is do not this tree. You don't have to give it to another kaya. If you not this, you want to remove the pebble. You don't have to give it to another kaya. Maybe you have the time. You can seek the mighty permission for himself. After you not this, you remove the pebble. But you don't have to do the tree. You can have one without the other. So you don't have time. But that's a poor thing. But you see this thing. So it would have been one mistress, and you should say that's not the same. It's the woman said it. The God of Union should believe it. Not the same. So that's why I thought her. That is one mystery, same time for this woman. Whenever they're not masking those, like Phil Shalabi, Phil Shalabi, so the Ramam is the same time for this woman. But if you have that without the other, you can have A without B, B without A, and these are, that's creating two different mysteries. But the God of Union should believe it. Not the same, that's sure for this woman. So that's the time we're going to hold the Satanari with this thing. Ta'il Khalifah, the man with the Israel of Khairi, is a mitzvah to be happy to be That's the time when Machlid is abdul al-Yadav. So that's what the Gemara says. If there would be any Hadith of Kohen, if you have a Kohen here, Kuli Amulat Tidu B'chash of Ereb. Everybody would agree that the fact that the Hati Bethel Gadol is placed here and the Bethel Kot on Shalem will take precedence. The one that takes that and is very better. So the same over here. So we said before, do you have to have anything to have to? So the staff is like a fair mercy on the proof of Shechitim, rather than to say, I'm going to see over the Shleima Shal Tari. I, the Machlekes at Tarayim, by Tshun, is a different Machlekes in the Yisrael Kohen. But a direct Kohen, that's the Machlekes, what you learn, they learn from them, and you have to Machlekes. So the way the Gemara came from that Kohen comes out, with that's where we started again, and it's the Gemara Kohen, but the Gemara was Machlekes. The Kohen to Rabbi Yitzhar, Rabbi Yitzhar is separated here. The Gemara said, in that case that we said last week, but there's a Machlekes, there's a Shaila, so the best thing is to avoid getting involved. We need to go to Shlom. That's the problem. If it refers back to the speech of the Shlom, and so every time says, there wasn't a Machlekes in Al-Kot, he says A, he says B, he says A, he says A. No! Rabbi says, Ashlom, Rabbi Yechon says, hey, it's okay to make everybody happy. That's the problem. LMI goes on the case of the Fusa Shalchitim, and the Shlom Shalchitim, and the Gemara says, did it happen? And the next time after the Machlekes, did it happen? We just had for a fleeting moment, we had a hammering in it, that maybe that issue that we said is going to happen in Jinni and Achlaiki Sakal. And we said, no, it's not true. It's exactly the opposite. The paper had been with Tom. What is it going on? The paper said the paper. The last line in the paper is Menira. He got not from Menira. From Menira, the paper had been with Tom. Reshman Yitzhikashnayim. What do you mean Reshman Yitzhikashnayim? What is that topic for this book? Kray, if you're going back to the Shnei Rechon and the Fus, the Shalchitim and the Shnei Rechon, that it wasn't just a fleeting moment that we had a Havamina that maybe it's an Achlegis HaKanayim, and then we came back to our senses and we realized, no, it's a good Achlegis. No, it is an Achlegis, it is a Shaila. Not so precious that it's not an Achlegis in the Gemara says, maybe it really isn't, maybe it is an Achlegis in the time. Maybe an Achlegis is only a local Achlegis in those of Trinity, has no application anywhere else, and maybe it's not, maybe it even has an application. So in that case, that there may be a Machlekes, but the Gemara says, you should have learned a second Machlekes. Not only should you have read another Machlekes, you have learned it's a second. Even a second Machlekes, it's not even so sure. It's not even so clear that it's a Machlekes.
You have to have the big color, the food is big color.
Mm-hmm.
That's the man
looks at. Anyway, so maybe it's better than anything. Stand for the money on that part of the
money. It's better than anything. It's better than anything. It's better than anything. Maybe it should have for a year.
Let's say my wife says, Chal is at work, but then Chal is to Shabbos, that's her name is to Shabbos. And then on Thursday, I want to have a finish. And all the blood that's available at Pisa, And the only son that I have in the house is the one that's going to be there. And they were all wrapped up and sealed up in the bed, but it couldn't get there. Every one of them I opened up, and it, I cut over that nest, and it's a little bit of a sleep. But today, I don't know, I just rolled my one up. I don't know, I'm opening up all the bed, and I'm at the preserve and all the time. That one is lined up on the bed, and that's not the kind of thing. You're opening, you come to the table, that's the one for the house. They're not giving them a shirt, but that's for that. Yeah, then we're going to have a seat out of this. You have a few, you have a few things, and it doesn't make a difference which one you first. The third is first, and if I have, you can say first, both the eighth, and then both the one. You know, the Gemara doesn't really say that, both the Baha'i Kumar, and then the first, the Shahab will come to it. Yeah, but what happens if the both the eighth is with the third? So this is it. Sitting here, the Gemara Shabbat, when people first eat the first five, then they eat the main course, then they eat the dessert later, you know? I mean, if the liver will be there, to say don't do that, first time will be there, and put it back, and say you're sitting there, then say you're the first one, and then to say the shopping, yeah. So since you're not there, how do you eat in your dessert? So it's not even just a thing, it's not an option. You get in there? So that's not considered, under the form of common mitzvah, and he has a church, and he do the mitzvah for Adam, and the mitzvah for Adam, he comes to the rest. He's not having that doing that mitzvah. But mitzvah comes later. Let's talk about, I remember we were once at our hospital. So, we were even at Gilead Mitzvah, we were in the morning, they didn't get a meeting at the hospital. So we couldn't, it was at night, we couldn't have night. But they were on the 6th, 17th, and we hadn't yet said Kiddush Mitzvah. So we said, let's go outside, we'll say Kiddush Mitzvah. And then we were coming, they were on night, and the one of them who was there said, no, no, no. It's part of the show that Father said, it's like a Kiddush Mitzvah, and only once a night. And I live in there every night. So the man had to say Kiddush Mitzvah before he died. So he said that we're not holding that down now. We don't want to die now. We don't want to die now. We don't want to die now. Adam 16, no, no, no.
You took him. You saw there. You want to see the woman later?
No, but even without that argument, that's also a very good argument. Even without that consideration, the Chesman is wrong. The only time you say Chesman is wrong is that you're holding that room back in the room. But if you're not holding that room back, if you're not doing that, then you're not holding that room back. It's late in the afternoon, I was Chesman. And he didn't dive in Mincha, and he didn't dive in Mincha, and he has 10 minutes left, he has whatever, 20 minutes left for a finish here. And how you get it is to drop Mincha first, and to drop Mincha second, and to drop Mincha first, and to drop Mincha second. And then he's going to come back to Mincha later, but I'm not interested in Mincha later. Why don't you tell me first? He's going to say, People are going to blame the whole name, and that the people are going to think that that's normal. You got an interface, then you got an interface. You want to blame that if it's the figure, and you should not say, the one that we're going to say, I'm not 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 going to say, so when it comes up to 12:30, so the heavy guy davening, whatever, we're going to daven anything. Mincha, mitzvah, mila, whatever the rabbi says goes. If he says mincha was davening, if he says mila, we'll be happy to davening. So mila says well, that we know. Mila says mila, rest of all the people. I swear that if you didn't daven in the shadow, you shouldn't daven mila. Mila means, So then the question is, if you're not the first person at 7 times, but you're not permitted to eat just any time. You're not permitted to eat the soup of the day before you die the mincha, even if you don't mean for the very much. Let's say, what are we ready? But that's the thing, a wedding is a student bail, that's like,
You only have 5 minutes left, and you get 10,000 votes. You get 10,000 votes, and you get 10,000 votes. And they want to do best right now. They don't have any reason why they want to wait till later with the Tamei Shabbat. I'm going to do all the best now. Because you're supposed to do the Tamei Shabbat on my service, and then you look up later, so Tamei Shabbat, Tamei Shabbat. But it's not really here as now, and they had in the Mishnah, it says what time did they bring the Tamei Shabbat on. So the thing would be between 3,500 and 3,500 before the year, before the end of the day. That hour would be designated for the Tamei Shabbat on. Usually in the fact my way before, you're not shy of how you look on it. But if it's not that the idea has known of how credit time is within our body, and you didn't yet bring them yourself, and it's not only a place to say that it's not only a place to say, but at the end, you have to come to within our body at 4 o'clock. And now it's 6 o'clock, and now we're at now late. Now, why are you bringing yourself now? I'm late there. But even if it's part of the fun of all the cup, then you bring the time to within our body first, because it's better than it's best. That's the thing.
Yes.
It's a real ice. It's an essay. Yes, the Tamei Shabbat is also in the ice. An essay of Hashlam is not rocket. Essay, that's called Aleh Hashlam, called the one of Kulam. That's called the essay of Hashlam. The Tamei Shabbat should come there. So the essay of Hashlam is not in Kulam. If you're doing nothing from Shabbat, then you need to be delivered. And Tamei Shabbat is part of the Kaddish. You don't have to be cool. It's just a thing to the book of Hashkali. So you're trying to reach the Hashkali takes precedence over which. So the Hashkali claim, you can deliver the Hashkali. Hashkali claim that from the fact that the matter there is that if we are faced with such a situation, so we should grab Nisa first and then grab Nisa later, we have enough time to fail. That reflects what the good would have been in the Tamei Shabbat, that we would have built the Tamei Shabbat first and then brought the Mishabbat later. You can even look with the Hazarus, that's the weak one. He claims that that means...
Yes, it's a Hamid, he isn't up there.
Yeah.
Hamid is beating him, they know
it. Yeah, the thing is the thing about Rashi and Rashi and the Balabatim and Rashi and the Beit HaMidus. The thing about Balabatim and the Beit HaMidus and the Hazarus and the Balabatim. I guess that's the answer today. So that's what the Gemara, Tamei Tanei Kamei de Ramachim Ben Yitzchak, one of the Amorim presented this right to Ramachim Ben Yitzchak, that is his Ainsa, not Ben Yitzchak of the Ramachim, he says this is his Ainsa, Yerushalayim Yitzchak, says that, so one of the Amorim presented him the script to say Yishalayim like that. Ramachim Ben Yitzchak says, that's the Rabbi, who are you? What's your name? That's your name, that's your name, what's my name is Shalman. So he says, your name befits you. Amorim, Nashmecha, Ramachim Yitzchak, Amalia, who was reciting the Brightness, who we call Akana, yes, that's the name, he called him a Shalman. Amalia Shalom, I thought, you are near a piece, the Shalom is not so, so this is the Brightness, you said over there, this, so the Brightness is sometimes 8,000, sometimes 9,000, you might have only those Brightness are the fear, and the professor that will officially check the fear of Asia, they're absolutely reliable. Other Brightness, you can never tell, you might have to kill us for the cashes, from a Brightness that doesn't scare the professor, because it may be in the Shabbat, but maybe they're spreading the truth. So he recites the price, so who knows if it's right? I'm not going to say it's absolutely right. It's what he says. It's what he says. It's what he says. It's what he says. That's a wonderful price. And for some to show him, they're not familiar. You may think between the different opinions. That's a shame. Which two opinions? So Frank Arashi, we have here, Rabbi Echran. And according to Rabbi Echran, it means that we're going back to what we said. It's a shame. It's in Rabbi Echran, but it is a shame. If you want to make Sholem, if you want to have a lot of Yoshima, if a person is not a Yoshima, he doesn't tell you what he does. Whatever the deal is, what is the deal? What is the deal? Now the first machloket is how he has a deal. So I'm going to give myself a bit of a shaker. So Rashi says, you know, it's Becha the Mon, the Kitchi the Mon. Becha, Becha usually means Kassetis, a lot.
No, easily.
The Becha the Mon, the Becha person saying, Dan, I know Shabbos, the Kitchi the Mon. So we have that Mon, the Shabbos, it usually means that same. That the Mon did not come down on Shabbos. So in the Dominic, we say, and keep that stuff in the call out, the rock for that in the call, and you have to keep that stuff, it's all like mine. That doesn't mean that Shabbos has more tradition than Sunday. The Siddur, which is composed by the Tanoi, and so it's not that the other two people say that in Beisah. It sounds as if the Machlech is. Well, so she says, maybe, in the way that maybe that is not true, so we say, you know, in Beisah, the first time they come in Beisah, maybe everybody not true at the Monday, you come down on Yantur, that they didn't come down on Shabbos. And you still say, the Rasha Yisrael is coming back from Tanoi's Monday, that the Shabbos did the Tanoi and takes it better than the Yantur did. If the Shabbos did the Monday, takes it better than the Yantur did. The Monday can take it better than the Rasha did the Monday. And that's what it means. And the last time we came, the last time we came, it doesn't mean that the man did come down on Yom Kippur. No, it came down on every Yom Kippur, but it tasted better. We shall give it both to them. Rashi says that. Rashi says that. Rashi says that in the Chutzah that says that Yom Kippur also the man did not come down.
Right.
Then the Chutzah that Rashi quotes corresponds right to the Gemara, which is back in those days. And so if you do it, you smash it, what do you do? You use the hot seal. So that's the Shabbos. And you have that Shabbos in the local America, it's a little less than a year. Because we have two Takkaras, usually from the Yidra Dinah Rabbah and Shabbos Shidu. Some of them have Shabbos Shidu to bear on. Like we passed in the school last year, Shabbos Shidu from the Yidra Shalomah with Takkaran the Rabbah. They don't have Lech HaMishnu which passed with Yidra Shalomah with the Rabbah. So you have these two Takkaran the Rabbah and Yidra Shalomah and Yidra. You should remember the Nesai the Mon in three aspects. You should always say Havaytu HaShabbat on Lech HaMishnah, and you should make sure she was the rest of Yantus. So we assume that on Yantus first of the Mon did not fall on us. On the one hand, we require Lech HaMishnah and Yantus, and the other hand, we pass the Yon, you shall shoot the Yon, and so we shall shoot it on Yantus. But the Raman is consistent. The Raman is good. The Raman has like that Nechirsu, the Rashi Kurs and Mishalah, and that the Mon the first half in Beis, so that the Mon did not come down on Yantus. And you make the two Pachon of the Abba, the Rechamishim, and the Shabbos Shabbos, it applies to them, but this woman, as it applies to Shabbos, so that we, in Shukhanat, we don't pass me, and say, Yama, by the Shabbos Shabbos, in Shukhanat, the Bira, the Shabbos, and 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 the that there is Rechamishim on the Shabbos, and 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 so you mean that the man did come down on Yantur? And the Rechamishnah is tough? The Rechamishnah is not the Rechamam. Or no? You assume that the man did not come down on Yantur? Yeah, so that's an aspect of the man, yes. Yes, the question is, why should it be? So the deal is that you have to have a proof. Nice, I mean, what is the proof of the Chalai? That's what I'm saying, Shlomo. That'd be my name. This is the deal. The Gemara is described as like a monarchy, and the Gemara explains himself about that, so Shalai would be proof, so a film is, then a proof has one verse. They don't want to let you hear the brothers, so the people are not going to give them that part Shlomo, they need the Shlomo. But the fact is, Shlomo, 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 Shlomo. So the summer of the army is going to have a pusa. My back is going to have a pusa. So on your pusa, we use a pusa. So the law assumes that we use a pusa, but we also use a shlema for the purpose of recognition. So we need recognition on Shabbos and Yantus. So that's what Prophet says, that's what we need. On Pesach, on the one hand, you need recognition, so you want to have a shlema. On the other hand, you want to have Madhaka Shamarika Pusa, you want to have a Pusa, then everybody knows you should help both together. How come that? That's not a needed technique. So it's not recommendation on your tradition, that's recommended for everybody. It should be Miyaka Pusa, because Hashlema, who both say it.
Yeah.
That's the challenge. What is the Mashmarika of the Russian, the Terech Hashlema? Every the Balayat Tertus has that practice. If you start off with this one, you break one and a half, the next is one and a half masters. If you're going to have two and a half masters, so how does my doctor say any of the Pusa? You're really new to that. You know, the fact that you have only two slaves, so how do you have two and a half? So the other ten and a half, that's not a problem. There's two different issues. That's why you have to make them two slaves, and there's two guys, so we can just have the younger. Then there's a lot of mixed enough to this happen. You have one pass, And they argue it can't be that you're going to have three and break one and have two, you're going to have two and a half. So how do you write saying my doctor's going to make a two-star?
One is all one of
my doctor's also my doctor's family. It may be that there's, you can explain it in two different ways. Can you worry that whether the deal of Lachamani is not clear within a Lachamishna or not? It could be that it's either something. It could be that it is the following. The Shaykh is, I didn't do anything, this is the truth. That on Shabbos in Yom Kippur, the Mitzvahs of Siva Shabbos, we have not a Mishnah for the Mitzvah Siva. Thursday night, in addition to the Mitzvah Siva, it's today, 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 it's On Facebook now, the mystery is to even see that the answer that should insist that not. And then you have another mitzvah to eat matzah, unrelated. Is there another one? Is there another one? Yeah. Or should we say no, that the mitzvah is what is a mitzvah, clear at once, if I let the Shabbat and Yom Kippur, it's a faith of night, the Torah tells you that that's true, and you can't have rolls, and you can't have whatever you want, you have to consist I'm not there. Have you said what a time for recommendation? No, I'm not there. I'm not there. Why don't you use that bomb? Why can't you be recommendation to be recommendation? Then we use the power of the
power. I had said on Russia.
All the questions are expected to be after that. Not in China, I'm not there. 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 I'm not We pass all of them together. No, you're going to read it, Michelle. You're going to take a call with the other.
I'm not going to read it.
I'm not talking to me then. I'm not talking to me then. No, that's not my place. So Bobby says every Shabbat he has to be in Ramesh. Bobby says I'm pretty tough now. We have to hold together. We have to try to hold together what? 1.5 or 2.5, what do you mean? So this is a big machlokes. This is a big machlokes for halacha, whether these are two distinct issues. The two that's young to it. The mystic is two that's more separate than the mystic. It's two that's young to it. And mystic is not for the mystic, so separate mystic. Or should I say now that I'm law, I think that if a few things before, then we should eat on that. So what's an afternoon? This is a full afternoon. One afternoon that says we shouldn't have a key to Egypt. It's the first sugar. Somebody else has said the first sugar, because we're a big sugar. So anyway, so we can learn our shallow. If we forgot to turn out of the other one, you want to come to the bench, and we have to repeat the bench in the remember that the father is a very religious learning. Maybe he thinks to remember that when he bench once and he forgets the story, I remember. Father of the Lamas of Dunshaw. He's like, no, tell him the truth to something else. Yeah, Dunshaw. He's not the best to have children. He's not to let him mistake. He won't memorize. The father must have said it. The father was a very good master. No, the thing is, if you do have to repeat the thank you, he's going to stay on here. So what is going to discuss? And the person has a Hashmatis in the end of June, so he can read, he has a Hashmatis. The truth of Allah. So let's say later, he signs his name. And he told him that maybe, and this one gives a negative something there. Maybe the Maitre Shahar was, maybe it was on Yamato, and the women forgot. They were going to forget the Yalaki offered them. Maybe they're going to forget the women. Maybe the women forgot to pray. Maybe the women forgot to pray Yalaki offered them. Maybe your father was there on London. And he held that the women are not included in Sudat Yamato. Why? Because it's a mystic head, which has not read up. I was about to look into the Shabbos. So that thing I said, that's what you're asking the Shabbos. And it's not fair. So the women have to keep all of the mystic head Shabbos. You know the mystic head, which has not gone. But on Yom Kippur, it's a machlokes at some moment. The machlokes at some moment, the machlokes at some moment, and the rises. It's getting Simchat Yom Kippur. Simchat Yom Kippur should be a mystic head, which has not gone. But we don't have any prayer because you're asking the rest of you there. You don't have any hesitation. That's the Shabbos. Not is an exception for the women. Kiddush, I get it back to him, because the same thing with more discussion in the first paragraph. If I give you a women obligated to observe Simchat Tzionta than that. So the more says, well, so you must have to ask her very careful. They can be Ishmael, so take the same, because women have to have Simchat Tzionta. So from the first paragraph, there is an exception to them. The animal member says no. If the woman is married, it's part of her husband's obligation to Ishmael. So that's not working for them. I'm going to write it where the women and the Chuyus. On Shabbos when the Chuyus is seated with them. On Shabbos, because Kasher is going to be there, yes, and the Chuyus and everything. But on Yom Kippur, because today they write, they're about telling you on Yom Kippur, I mean, the Chuyus is saying, it should depend on this Machlech, it's the Yom Kippur. Why is it exactly depend if it's not so blood? Why? Maybe they're on the Chuyus and Simchon, because the Chuyus is the Machlech, after the Zecho. If the person can think that they only belong to a shelter, and you know that this may be only the answer is only applies for men and not for women. It's not that passion for the empty legs, it's definitely right. But the women are the way you can think of the answer for now, they're obligated to bring the cause of the Shalom Shinkwe. And then I was speaking in a rabbi's shul, and he asked me to be the rabbi was making a few months to Gemara Hadidia. And I was wondering how the rabbi asked me to have learned to do this kind of passage, Gemara Hadidia. It's so hard. How did that, the first part, how did everybody learn that King of the Tower? He said, I'm not a foreign friend to the other one. And why can't the real nation never see him? He's telling how he did it. So he learned to adapt over here, adapt over there. And why did he see it? I told you, I got it. I mean, it's just a lot of next topic I left over here. And he didn't see anything. He didn't mean anything. The rabbi was speaking, yeah. And the rabbi was speaking, yeah, not only that, but the rabbi was speaking by the theme. So he was speaking that human rabbi. All the followers, a topic to discuss, human rabbi. So he said, what's the dream whether a woman can bring Kabbalah in the Beit HaMikdash? He said, it's a machlek, it's the Rambam and the Raizu. And he said, this Rambam is just the Rambam and the Raizu. So he looked in the Rambam and wrote the Raizu. So it's a machlek, it's the Rambam and the Raizu. So the women are the Holy of the Shalom and Simcha. So he said, it's not that it means a woman is the Kabbalah and the Shalom and the Raizu. That's all it does, that's what they are. It doesn't mean that. It means that you should be the same for the Kabbalah. That's if a male is the Holy of the Shalom and Simcha. He does that, right? He's not saying. It can't be the other way. He's asking a kind of effort to be the other way. So I don't go to the other way. My pleasure is that the women are going to participate today. So being a servant to the best member of the staff, it's hard to do the other way. And the women are not going to do it. It's not a shame that the women can bring anyway, so that you could ever write to the Hashmat, it's for the first children. Children can never like that. If you hold like that, kind of like that, I'm going to like that, we should. And my pleasure is all the way down the line. And we showed in the first service, Hagigah Tanay, and in the end of the first service, we showed him on the line, and in the Rambam, we have Hagigah, we showed him. The question is the Rambam and the writer. So if you hold that, we need Rambam Chuyah. In Simcha, in Kaif, it's not the Akkad of Sekha. So then, yeah, the Rambam is the Rambam and Rambam Chuyah, and see the Niyani. So Rambam Chuyah can see the Niyani as well, which means in the Chayabram, we see that Yom Kish. How is it that 7 times every day, you can say that Rambam and Chuyah and Simcha, and Rambam Chuyah can see the Niyani. And today we talk to the Rambam related, he proves it. He says, and a chalamel, there is a chile simcha, but we don't need to see the milayim. See the milayim is only on the end of chapter. Not a chalamel, but a chalamel, you know, they were today because it is simcha. So today we walk to chalamel in the same paragraph. He says, it's not like the two different looks, the simcha, it's not like the chalamel, the milayim is only on the end. So what is your order? It's probably going to look very, very unclear. But that's what he likes. If you have my third, he's showing you all that women are making things simcha, they think they are dynamic to the way, so women are not going to sleep like that. Yeah, women are not afraid of the and the answer is because it's a man, I'm not to say it's not the author of it. And that means the Ishta, Ishta, Baila Musam, or the argument of the Muslim, the part of the Muslim, 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 the when does a person have to bench over to the black yard and the other, if you're in the first in the studio, then you bench and you forgot to say the yard and the other, then you have to restart the benching on everyone. And today the person, maybe that was like your son, maybe they did remember something from the father. Maybe the father held the oath to the father of a woman. Then should you see the black yard and the other, and the emperor, maybe we stop it, drop it to after. So you have to bench over, if you forgot the idea, but not the finger right, it's only a finger at them. Then you're going to be a finger at them, so you say, that is Baruch Lachim. Since the Rabbi Shalom has a woman and not before even Simcha, you know the women are not before even Amen, you may not forget the idea, they won't have to bench over. So then I think it's very different. If this horse to go tell you, then the other one in the fifth line, this horse to go tell you only flies on the other young children, not on the first night of Pesach. Why? Because the first night of Pesach, the Yisra had about the comments, and the third month of Matra, women are obligated to eat not from the Pesach, but they're obligated to eat Matra. So that means that they're going to eat a food of Pesach, food of Yantar, so they never to forget the idea of the accidental over there. That's the way we conclude that. A schmuck is a true value. So that's the question, what are we talking about? Is that necessarily to be succeeding? Maybe there's something missed with it. You're not able to see that the answer. You're not able to see that the answer stands from the mitzvah of the owner. And the Tzadik and Yishai says, if you have a Tzadik and Yishai, you can't even go to Shaitan and Kuba. he said that the two mitzvahs are two different levels. The Rambam says that the four mitzvahs are Shabbos, Tumah HaTorah, and two which are the Tzar Shem B'Dinei Kabbalah, two that were spelled out by the Nevi'im. Tumah HaTorah, Zachar Neshama, Shama means not to do Malach, Shmira, Yer Shabbos, not to do Malach, Zachar is to say Kiddush, and the two which are the Tzar Shem B'Dinei Kabbalah, are the two that appear in Yeshaya and Chayat of the Shabbos only. The Kiddush HaShem is called the Kibbutz Yoni. But even if you hold that we're not obligated in the mitzvah of matzah and let's say that it does not say the father was in the place to eat a Kiddush Tzemach. Matzah is included in Kiddush Tzemach in the place. That's the bench.
If one has to eat and then kippur, that's it. And you know that Sinek is saying it's better and she'll give it to him because he eats the whatever. Sinek has to say Yahweh. But then say Yahweh. So he says, what do you say Yahweh? And then one child will say that he doesn't say Yahweh. He doesn't say Yahweh. But if you forgot, the person wouldn't have to eat the bench because you're not listening to eat and kippur.
Now it's just fine. That's the deal.
And you want to be prevention, you know, they would say, but the other case is that you don't have prevention, you don't have prevention, you don't have prevention, you could have been working with any type unit. You can't even have the opening to the gun. You could have had a Swedish Shabbos with an apple. You could have had a Swedish Shabbos with a pair of groceries at the end. You can't feel like you need to be crazy and crazy to be prepared to see the return to the family. It isn't a shadow, but if you beg, you have this assumption that if the woman has to eat lots of their pets off and she has to bench, and mention the Arabic Yavr, because that's the one that never touches, that she'll forget the Arabic Yavr. The first line of Pesach, she will have to repeat the Birkat HaMazon. Why? Because it seems to be understanding that the nature of the field, Matzah, Le'ah Pesach means that the prophet is in the Siddur. That the Siddur, Shabbat, the Yom Tov, the Shabbat, you can eat whatever you want to Siddur, fish, noodles, fish, whatever you enjoy, whatever kind of Hamas you want to have. On that Pesach, there's a special menu that the Seder has to consist of. The Seder has to have nothing from the only Yahoo. That's the Seder. And the Kedai, the same kind of thing that it kind of happens with some Mitzvah, that the Seder, the Mitzvah, Matzah is the Mitzvah, is the Mitzvah of the Seder. I feel like the answer. That's why I think the Bible says that a lot of people are living on the list of dimensions to say, oh, yeah. And now they tell that it's not them. So in Tech Menashe, there's a Shaila in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechad equates to the Seder, the quotes in the Rosh, the same as the time of the Rosh. How do you quote the two quotes in the Rosh? So on Pesach night, you have to have cookies open. And instead of milk, you have to have matzah. You have to have cookies open. What's the value for fulfilling the mitzvah through the Shabbat Kudah Tiantit? What's the type of bread for the food like any Shabbat Tiantit? And that is the value for fulfilling the mitzvah. And now what's enough matzah and they're underrated. So the Mishkandir has a whole attack. Mishkandir is using Nachman or anything. So he has an attack to the Hokkara. He has a whole deal of everything. Why? 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 The only Sandish, they came from the Rosh, and that's another Rish, and that's another one who said they never found it from any other Shem, that they have to eat cookies very soon. Why should they have to eat cookies very soon? And so say Mitzvah, why should you eat cookies very soon? But the very fundamental operators, whether the Mitzvah of Spira Svensu, the Mitzvah of Matzah, are identical, which I told you, that we have Kortach, the Mitzvah of Spira Svensu should consist of Matzah from the Ayman menu, and now, there's no kind of Gaza, but it's a unrelated mitzvah, so you need to take it, one for this and one for that. You have the same athletes that Yerushalayim had in Sechem, and had in Sechem and in the neighboring territory from the rest, and the legal discussion in Yerushalayim, when you eat the marrow in the middle of the meal. We pass on the marrow in the middle of the meal, let's suppose we say, I'm late in the middle of eating a meal, and somebody gives him a lollipop. But the staff can be known to iron the fish, but the staff goes to the kind of Ramah Ben Matan Tatsura. And then Yachar would say, no! How does the staff begin to become part of the food? You have to say that the door on the staff. Even though you have to have, even though you have to have, it's not good. Ramah Ben Matan Tatsura. So these are the shayla that the Yishayim raised,
in each mother, especially if you look at it, each mother in Hebrew, in the Yom, they recognize that maybe you should spread those who have them on the mother. The commission didn't say anything on me. You spread those who have them on you. When you read the contest, you spread those who have them, and having children, you have them on the mother. And if you didn't have them on you, you don't have to spread all the ones who have them, you don't have a problem with them, because it just doesn't fit in. There's no reason in the world. Why do men should have each mother in the middle of the New Year? He passed on a night, one of them took a Kiddush Olam, and if I could have got the Shnatz in the middle of the year, like Kila Kini does. And the other Bali, I think, is the dream of saying, well, that tomorrow on Tei Tech Lies, is one of them, Achmet, I could have had variations, I could have shown you how. The Tei Tech is in Tei Tech one way, and the Tei Tech is in Tei Tech Lies in another way. So one version that the Bali, I think, is that it is, that on Tei Tech Lies, the Halakha is Kavaya, what kind of menu. So since it says in the Kodesh HaMashis and Rav Yachmiru, and that Lachatkir is the start of Shrei, the first you have to eat the Master, and then you have to eat Master, the Shrei of Azeh, Lachatkir is the Shrei, and then you have to eat the Shrei, and then the Master you'll be into. But Lachatkir is the start of Shrei, to fulfill the Kodesh HaMashis and Rav Yachmiru, then on Rav Yachmiru, so then the Mare, by the declared by the Kodesh, is Rav Yachmiru, Rav Yachmiru, the Shrei, to understand, that the Mitzvah, even not the Mare, is identical with the Mitzvah, the Shrei, the Shrei, the Shrei, the Shrei, the Shrei, the Shrei, in your students. The other variant says it's very different, they say it's something that they read differently. They say that's what the other child, for the first child, you have as an appetizer, you eat very vegetables.
Obviously, they're not eating,
okay. They say, yeah, you eat a little bit of vegetables, but what's the problem?
Now the Yishayim Bank is correct, a major issue that's not discussed by Rishon. Now the Bible you are saying is first Achrayim who discussed that issue. I don't remember where that Yishayim discussed that. The Yishayim committed one try. Some people can't all understand that. The Yishayim committed one try in between the Hathas and the Hera. Well, let's say by deciding that the Bible Yishayim has a problem. They only say that happened in the first case. They don't say that Yavachan on the second, because it's covered with the third. And the fourth class is covered with the second Yavachan over the third. The Yishayim is better for you something that is not very much in between the first and the second, in between the third and the fourth. Would he have to say, I'll get him back to Yavachan, and he soon will find it up, and then she'll say another back to Yavachan before the second and the fourth? Or should you say, somehow no, that since I say tonight, this is the state of Yavachan, so the second is always a Hemshech of the first, and the fourth is always a Hemshech of the first. So he calls the discussion with Machayim about this. But now if he calls that to Mishayim, well, that's the Shant. Maybe a magical opportunity to open that down. That's the Shant.
Maybe you can't get on that night. If it's not from Gerhard Weber, the second is the first.
The Shabbat morning has to be with Pat. And the Jewish mission doesn't have to be Pat. How come, why do you make them? I understand if one of them is 3 years old, why should we do it?
Okay. That explains something. The Gemara, says that Kvod Yom obviously Kvod Laila. That the Chilik in Mechav Shabbos Dayan is greater than the Chilik in Mechav Shabbos Dayan. The number of one question is very effective. It's very wide, where I just is clear. But it's clear, it's clear one or the other, it's clear. The one thing you both have in common, I finish this law, that the clear is clear, young, clear, long, that this is, one minute said, this clear is covered on Shabbos, and the clear very is on Shabbos. No, so the both the Bavli and the Zohar, on the Chadosh, that there's a separate clear is clear, and a separate clear is clear, but they're both not clear, then you have, then you get them up like this, which is, And the Chir, she didn't really make the Chir, then he gave Mechad in Tata. So it means another mitzvah Shalashiri. But the other Mishraim holds not that long, Shalashiri doesn't apply to them, if it's only going out. But he still needs to think to this, because it's only going out of Lala. And the Rabbi Nisan is Mechad, he's going to meet, so Shalashiri is going to have a man, that doesn't have to be taught. The one who can take that whatever they want, it's a concept. But the one that can take that and ask that, they wouldn't be matter. The fact that you require a suit of halal or a pot and a suit of a lama pot, that's based on a different thing. It's called yom kol halal. That's a different machai. So that's why those two things for sure have to be taught. And that's why I want to see even on the for Shai Shuri, that a suit of a lama and a suit of a lama, that's for sure that's taught. That's because of the news that a crowd yom kol halal, those two things are
different from simple. The simple I think of the Musa Bayari, if they have Shalmai simple, then that's only the yom.
Laila Rishon HaGantes will never have any Shabbos Simcha Tehitzit. But let's say the last day of Yantes, he can have Simcha Dayan and Dayan.
Oh,
That's exactly the Shiloh. That's exactly, seems to be the Machlekes Rishonim here at the Kashrus. That's the Shiloh. When the Torah tells us, on the one hand, we have the Din and the Shiloh, the other hand, we have the Mishnah. On the other hand, we have the Kashrus, that's the Shiloh, and that's the Shiloh, and the Kutsa. So how do these two combine? Some of you have to say, what have we got to do with the other? This is a mitzvah Sivas Yantzik, you need to say, not mitzvah to Shleimus. You have second mitzvah of Zorv Matzis, and you need a Kutsa. So you have to have 2.5 Matzis, like most people have, you have 2.5 Matzis. The Kutsleimus is a mitzvah Sivas Yantzik, like every Shadim Yantzik, and the mitzvah Matzis is a separate mitzvah. And the other mitzvah Matzis is a separate mitzvah. Lecha Melmi is Matzkiya, the Din of Lecha Mitzvah Shleimus, what do you mean is Matzkiya? So the Kashmir fact is that it really means that it's the unhappy, it's the thing it's here. The mitzvah of Masi is the food, even the mitzvah of Mora says has one day. This is the third time we went on the menu tonight. The mitzvah of Masi and Mora are defining what the nature of the mitzvah of food is. All that stuff. Because it's all the mitzvah of food is exactly unrelated to the end situation. One kazai to this mitzvah, one kazai to the end mitzvah. And the mitzvah of Mora says it's the same kazai. It's the same mitzvah. So because of that, then when we're going with the Rambam, with the other half of the Baal HaMasai, they say, there's only 2.5 Masis. I don't know, you're going to have 2.5, the ones are going to be Lechameni. The deal of Lechameni is Maskiya, the deal of Lechamishnia. And then normally, you see that Yom Tov will be far to Shlemus, at 8 of night, Lechameni means that you don't have to Shlemus. It's talking about the same thing. Don't tell me that you have 2.5. No! Lechameni tells you, instead of having Lechamishnia, you should not, you should stop the thing with Lechameni, because the Mitzvah Master is identical with the Mitzvah Sulekhtes. That seems to be exactly the Machlokes of Hashem. How do these two relate? Are they identical? Or are they two unrelatedness? Yeah, and what does the struggle is the
shadow?
Some of the young people, you just wear it at 9 o'clock, you have to finish the Shabbat Shabbat before 10 o'clock.
Wow.
So that's enough leg, you tell you, the Shabbat Shabbat is the meeting in the morning before the morning. So some Shabbat has not worked it. It wouldn't accomplish anything by breaking up the meal and eating 2 meals before 10 o'clock. Here Tosfos raises another issue. And the bottom Tosfos on the first time of day, Tosfos has a few issues here. Everything needs to be related. They didn't intertwine because the text is only written so carefully. The text himself is written better than anything. So the text is here raises the issue of Chabila and Chabila. On Pesach night, when you say Hamaytzim and Alach, you have to be careful to say them on two different matzahs. Because if you're going to say Hamaytzim Yachim and Alach and Alach and Alach on the same matzah, then it's a violation of Chabila and Chabila. He's trying to, what does the Gemara have? Anyway, it's a mix of Chabira and Chabira. So the Gemara says, in Adit 7, the Gemara gives an example. What do you mean anyway, it's a mix of Chabira and Chabira? So the original Gemara, Chabira and Chabira, is in Sota, on that Chet. The Gemara says, let's say, you're going to put up a sign that Wednesday morning, 9 o'clock, every husband whose wife is a Sota should line up over here. You have 10 people in the online, and then he comes down to one after the other, he's going to have it. He's going to put up the sign, whoever has another baby, he wants to remain, and he wants to have his fear. Come on Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. So after we're standing in front of the lady online, we're going to miss the booth. We're going to do the mixing one after the other. But he's not going to be trying to get even. So let's say you have anyone who has another Torah, should say, I don't want to be Messiah, I don't want to be Messiah. You want to do this to one of the other to get rid of them. But we are not. So to be done for the Messiah, that's the original Jewish. And then when the Messiah is Kavir and Kavir, then the Messiah is Shem and Torah and Kachas, and then the Messiah is Shem and Torah and Kachas, and the Messiah is Shem and Torah and Kachas, and the Messiah is Shem and Torah and Kachas, and the Messiah is
I'm not going to say.
But here it comes. You know what I'm going to say? So that's not covered on this. So the first lady watches the first content, and the second lady watches the second content, and the third lady watches the third content. And some of them do want to hop around another, and they say, go to the back of the line. And then if there's another coin left over, they say, go watch another content. But that's an awakening from each other. But if you have, let's say, you have 10 Quran in line this way, and 10, and 10 Sefer, and 10 Sefer in line over here. And it won't be the same coin knocking off 10 places. Each coin will do this in the middle. 9 o'clock, whoever has the space should come to the big computer. So would that be a violation? If that's the Mahmoud Rahman, then it's clear that better coin goes to Mahmoud Ghazashin Rahman. When you have different Quranic, and each kid then is taken care of by somebody else. It's not that they want to pay the coin for it. So that's the issue. The Mahmoud Rahman coin goes to Mahmoud Ghazashin Rahman. Okay.
What if it happens to be happy with that? I remember you were talking
you have to do it, you have to somehow do it in such a way that it shouldn't look like you're trying to alter.
I did that.
Then you know of the reading room,
yeah.
Then you know of the reading room, then the law has another application that they make, which is Kadir Kadule, which is more than I did to talk in. If you have, let me try to shoot it. You do it every week. You sit at the back of the bench and you bend by shoes, and then one drink of wine, one drink of wine, one drink of wine. The same thing you said though, if you're using the same cup of wine to knock off two mitzvahs. So that's also a cheap thing of the mitzvahs. Instead of having the same back of the bench, you have the back of the umbrella, but you need one back of the umbrella. But remember how one says, well, we do it, it's like that, so that we have two mitzvahs. You can show a curse of one thing, then you have to show a drop of a curse of different thing. You don't need the same cup of wine. And you see it also. We take a cup of wine, and we take a sip of the wine, and then you fill it up again. And we take another cup of wine, or even if you don't, you fill it up again. And you sip the wine now, and then you sip the wine later. So that's not a violation of cutting it for you. But the shiner is actually by the drenching, by the shoulders, and then by the havdala, strictly speaking, that should really be a violation of cutting it for you. So we're not going
to have
them. We're not going to have them say that we have no bread. Because we're not allowed to eat or drink before havdala. That Nikiradin, you're really committed to drink the becher of wine that you did the benching on, because that belongs to the meal. That belongs to the meal. And the Mother Avon says that, I'm saying it's for that practice, it's all week long, we don't only bench our curse. And sometimes we even bench the women and we don't have that curse. So we demonstrate that the curse is not really so essential in our soul, because we need to go far to go out to benching. Even by Shabbat Shudas and Shulman, we always bench on our curse. You can't really allow, and it's not right to allow, but it's valid. What are you going to say? The drinking of a becher is a hemshech of the Shabbat Shudas, hemshech of the meal, but all week long he does not bench on our curse. He demonstrates it's not really part of the meal. The guy says, you're not going to have to drink the curse. If you have drinking the curse anyway, it's a little one. What is it? Is it going to be a violation to save the curse of Abdullah? But how did you start to come up with our fashion? Years ago, how did they do by the wedding? We had two bags. I remember for years and years. There's a new thing that they have two cups of wine. Years and years, they had one cup of wine. The whole thing kind of looks different. And you pour it a little more wine. But that's not a violation of Hadidah. You drank the first bag of wine. And then you drink it up, and I say, another question, Yahin, not Yahin, second one, but Yahin. So what should we do by benching in Abdullah? You take a sip of the wine up to the bench and then fill it up a little bit further. But we can't take a sip of the wine. The right there. You know what I'm saying? The right there.
Are you going to make a
burger or something
about
the food? He doesn't say that yet. We got a bench. We're ready to say that bench. So under the circumstances, you're benching a la carte, and you're not going to drink it. And you're going to bench a la carte.
There's a solution. Let him take another course. Make a good
He doesn't have to make this study easier. It enhances the guy. Yes, but the best way to learn to bench is to hold the cup and then to drink it. Right.
Right.
In the summer So we discussed, let's say if you have a pashmei on it, that's true, so you have a chitim of a serum, so you should do a little bit to have the chet kishamit to yoyt in the hudah. If you have a shleim on a kumit of serum, a shleim on it, so the chet kishamit to yoyt in the hudah. Or if you have one with a chitim, one with a son, so the chitim is one of the hudah than the serum. So make a little bit to him, say the hamaiti on the chitim, rather than say the hamaiti on the serum. So you want to do a taitu serum. There's a problem over here of chadil of chadil. Why is it chadil of chadil? If I say Hamaiti, I'm the same matzah that I'm going to say Halachil of matzah, the same object is going to serve as a chet kishamit that we are Halachil of matzah. I don't know, Hamaiti, I would say only one of the Hamaiti. A bracha that you say you have a cup of wine has never had any than a bracha that's not being carried out like that. That's what you're saying, but the chet kishamit is a little bit of the ticket. Here, the Tobiah says he's saying the chet kishamit is for the master of the master, and the chet kishamit is for the mitzvah, the Yadam, and the Yadam, and the Yadam, and the same master. So the first Tobiah says, the first group of Tobiah says he's saying that that would be a violation there, it's definitely a certain thing for the Yadam. And not only more, even though the more doesn't even fit into the middle of the earth. Even if one of them shall end up in the past year, even if it's time to go to Adam. But you can't take back to Adam, and I shake it a shame when you take this one, I see that's more. And the same thing for that, there will be a violation of Adam and Samuel. That's what it says that you have to step out and see. What happens if you only have one? And you do also, the same thing, you have that fashion. So it's a fashion, and I give it to you. So that's what Tyson's over here, and Tyson's there talking, and they're talking, and they're saying that this is one group of Rishonim, one group of Rishonim, in fact, Rishonim hold, that this would constitute a problem, this would create a problem of Chavura Chavura. And then Tyson says, when you agree, and the Bala Tyson disagreed with the first Bala Tyson, so that the other two women, and the Tyson, how come right around the first one? One thing, I guess. Fourth line, the really, the second one that comes to this business of first, but that's not a problem that you do on every kiddush, he says. So I have a bracha shalom lehenu, the first one got them, and I make this bracha shalom lehenu, then it's not wrong with it, it's like kiddush, we're talking kiddush, the bracha shalom lehenu, every Shabbat you want to, you say first one got them, and you say kiddush, so the yarn, the cup of wine is the chesed, you know, the proof kiddush, and the cup of the same cup of wine, the chesed shalom lehenu, the bracha shalom lehenu, the bracha shalom lehenu, well, it's not just the same mitzvah for the Birka Tamen. The Birka Tamen is just a mitzvah that you need to be able to get here now. Yeah. It's a Hebrew mitzvah that you should advance it. You should have Tashlem instead of Paschusa. You have Paschusa instead of Paschusa. Fine. That's the Hebrew, that the thing that you said about how you should be sent to. But to say that it's not a Chetkish or mitzvah that you can't use the same Chetkish, the two mitzvahs that's a violation of Chalim and Chalim. That's what he argues you can't use. How are you? From Kiddush, so how could we show them all the other ones? Like a rising of Tasha. Like a very bowing of faith, it's like a very good, it's a very good question, it's a very good question. Other ones, it's a still a flesh, but it was still right, and it's a good there, and I've done it, it's ever, he said, apparently, we show them a lot of the things, that whenever you say Kiddush, you have done it. Our lying, the first we have got then, becomes an essence of the same as the Kiddush, an essence of the same as the Hagdome. But the best of God is the chelik of the Rebbe, the best of God is the chelik of the Kiddush, the best of God is the chelik of the Abdel. So it's not that tonight, it's not that on Shabbos, that the Kiddush is different than this. No, it's not part of the Kiddush.
That he can recite separately, but he turned out that he used the best Agafen in the beginning, he's not late to the Agafen. So the Magar Agafen says the Shuvah Tlashi from the place of the Kutay Tadbet. The Kutay Tadbet is the teacher of the Shuvah Tlashi. The Magar Agafen says it from the place of Namitay. Namitay is the Kutay Tadbet. But the Shuvah from Rashi, the Rashi had the Shaila. Somebody walked in the middle of Abdullah, and they just heard the Abdullah didn't hear the prophet in the beginning. So Rashi talks to Allah about the Yatsi, that the Rashi and Abdullah is right ahead of the Abdullah. So Rashi says that it's their part of the house, and that's only the Abdullah, and not the Kiddush. A compromise. And he had all the other Kiddush, it's the to explain why Rashi did it. But here in the Rishon, in these places, you don't find this compromise. You find Mem Gimel, you have it. And Mem Gimel, you have Mem Beit. Mem Gimel, you have later, Mem Beit person. Places have such a compromise between Kiddush and Abdullah. But our places doesn't go into that. Our places has a machlokes by Kiddush Kutu. whether the Gautriya Gautama, the Kiddush becomes a, an actual presence of the Kiddush or not, the Kama Dekha Kama. The Shakyamuni is a Shakyamuni is really a rock, you can hang off him about sure. The Shakyamuni really has nothing to do with that. If you say that he's lying, we don't have to assume it's under Shakyamuni. But I mean, if you can really call out a violation of Khadim, it's Khadim if you call it under Shakyamuni. Shakyamuni really doesn't need to be lying. You can live without him. You can live without him. That's the shaman. It says one shaman to be able to do different things. That's why you're raising the shaman of Khadir and Khadir. That's not a problem. No. I just read it in the empty. And I read a six-page ticket. For one shaman? All right, I'm shopping. She paid me $5,000. She bought 5 jets.
We left that a lot in this place. Maybe next week we'll have to continue a little more. Yeah.
Before I speak about the class, I want to mention again that on Tuesday night of January 11th, I have to travel to Israel, so I'll be away for a week and a half. So the next week, January 18th, I won't be able to face you. Okay, and this week, Sedra and Pasha Shmai, we read where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he tells him his name, and he says, Zeshnim Le'olam, because this will be Gerber. So the Gemara in the Medrash had a comment on the Zeshnim Le'olam, that it would have been written with a dog, Le'olam, that it's written Chesed, where I'll be Russian Ha'alama, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to say to pronounce the Shem Havayim in Yisrael. That's true. It would be fair to say Zichri. Zichri is like the Mechash Ma'aminerit says. It's like it's not the Ha'aminerit Kiddush is the answer. Because the Zohar is coming out of the Kassel, it does not mean to have it here. It doesn't mean to remember, it means to mention.
Zichri is here. Zichri
means to say, it means to say, it's true. Because Zichri means to speak about true, right? Speak about true. Right. So here also says, it's very Zichri, it's very bad, this is the way to pronounce. Not the Shem Shari Mikhtar, that is Mikhtar, the way to pronounce the Shem Yitzhak is by saying the Arab Dalai Lama Yudhisthak.
So the way she has in several of his gashes,
you speak about this, I'm pretty sure it's in Kintosa, one of the Hebrew stories,
that he spoke about the halach to the drach of Mahu Apeta, that we always have to indicate the way that the Chavis goes. So a lot of people also extend that. There's a lot of publicity in the Roman group used to be in the Chavis Kaila, so I should talk about them. He said that he's supposed to learn after my Chavis goes, that Chavis goes who has an Egypt seal, he's Tanuah, what an Egypt seal. We often have a distorted sense and a distorted understanding of what being is human. A lot of people think that being just means that all the parts of the body should be covered up. The question is that that's only one aspect of being. You think being of being human is any person should lead as private a life as possible. Part of leading a private life is that the person's body should be covered. But that's not at all. That you should have to be a private life, to be it, to be it. So you are responsible for trying to be the head of the Ha'olam. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Olam, the Ha'olim, the Ha'aspir, so too, we should imitate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also try to be master at all. Sometimes you have no blame, let's say. Somebody has to be the Rebbe Mishu, someone has to be the Rebbe Mishu, someone has to be the Rebbe Mishu, someone has to be the Rebbe Mishu. But then you say that this person is going to be a tzitzina. This one is going to govern a home. You're going to stay home. You have to have a government. You have to have Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash. You have no choice. But whenever you do have a choice, the Rebbe Chassid says, Afnei Alecha Simulakecha, the Rebbe suggests, the Rebbe encourages very much that we should try to do everything as much as possible tzitzina. Right before I left the house tonight, Rabbi Taylor called me up. That there's a representative of American self-government, which is David Landau, who's here in America now, who wants to spend a few minutes with us, those of you who are interested in staying, to listen to that, but he wants to explain to us in a few minutes his perspective of the situation in America. But all of those who are, at least I personally am interested in this, all those who are interested in listening, not going to be the people, just for a few minutes, we'd like to have Mr. Landau give us his information.
The last 15 years I've been living in Straight Up, and I'm living from Chicago. When I first moved to Israel, so I actually had become Israeli. I listened to the news every hour on the hour. I said, no reason for it, just look out the window. Let me tell you what I see from my window. The whole concept of Arza and Yericho first is a bluff. Today, the Israeli government is pulling out of the West Bank. Whenever you let us know, all the bases that we put there to protect the roads and assembly have been dismantled. Right now I'm representing a healthy yeshiva in a shop. But I have my business in Chicago. I have all the workers who work for me. When I don't know what's happening, I ask my worker who's saying, what's the truth, what's happening today? Months ago, when I asked him what's happening, he told me, you know, we're going to get the military compound in Hebron. And I laughed at him. He's crazy. Impossible. Well, half the compound has already been turned over to the army. And that's not like a reason, I'm sending it to Hebron. The other half are getting in 3 months from now. The iron base that was put up between Ephrat and Yerushalayim, that was actually camp to Haitia, that's from where I've seen it. We put there 6 years ago to protect the road, to secure the road. I traveled past there months ago, it was gone. One day it was there, the next night, dismantled completely. Let me show you a few facts about the land of Israel. This is the topography of Earth and soil. It's a mountain area, you would have a shalom. On the shalom, lots of mountains, we have radar stations. And we can pick up a copy of Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, Iran, Jordan, Egypt. Land happening. Rabin's plan is to pull back to the green line. No land. From the low land,
no way can we use the radar and see what's happening in those areas. We can see what's happening when it comes over the ship. 2 months before it hits Tel Aviv. Now, if we pull back, that means we're not giving a face to them, but we're pulling out the army base. That is happening today. Rabin has said we are prepared to turn over the water resources of the Yadav Sharon to the Arabs. But the Yadav Sharon and the Golan, they are water aquifers. Here and here and here. A water aquifer are like only that a reservoir of water, natural reservoirs. The major aquifer is the Sharon. On the coast, we have another aquifer. Now, at present, the massive amount of water that can be taken out, without destructing the fine balance of water, is 600 million cubic meters of water. Israel is already using 500 million. We have to use 100 million. Now, if it's balanced, I mean, the fresh water coming in this way versus the seawater coming in this way. Now, Arafat has actually stated that in 5 years' time, once they normalize the whole area, they'll be using, they'll be taking out 500 million cubic meters of water. And Israel has just 100 million left. If Arafat decides to drill another well in Shem and disrupt the fine balance of water, seawater will enter the aquifers in the coast and destroy it completely. They can drill a well in Shem and dry out some of these. Back to the border. That is where we have airports. These are public and private airports. On the airports as well as private airports. Using a Katusha rocket, is the radius of a Katusha rocket, all the Arabs have to do is pull out the back of the truck to the borderline and shoot up their Katusha rocket. Every airport throughout Israel is easy target of the Katusha rocket. There's no major installation. They just pull it up, fire it, and they move away. And we are handing this over to the Palestinians, the ability to attack Israel. If we do run with the Syrians to Golan Heights, using Scud rockets, they can hit every area in our control. Using chemical warheads, like we had with Iraq in the Gulf War, they can keep every Israeli sealed in his room, in his gas mask. And if there is a war, this will cancel the mobilization of the Israeli army. The blast out represents settlement. When Sharon was inside the Python, and he was planting settlements all over the land of Sharon, he was sort of just haphazard, but it wasn't. What he was doing, he was protecting the water aquifers around the land of Sharon and the Golan. He was protecting the mountain area where he had the radar station, as well as the borderline, keeping Arabs out. And with every settlement that has been planted by Sharon, for clear reason, to protect the whole Eretz Yisrael. As it says, today the Israeli army is pulling out already. Slowly they're pulling out. They're trying to introduce fear into the settlement. Give you an example. My wife is an American Chinese settler. She met Kiri Rabba 6 o'clock in the morning a few weeks ago. for 10 minutes away from Sri Lanka, she sees very kind across the road. She has a walkie-talkie, connected with the army, she calls the army right away. Hello, this is Mary Ann, this is Atakali, I'm Earl Knight, please come. The answer was, no, we're not coming. What should I do? She went in a complete panic. But the race had never kind of come back. We're not coming. They are withdrawing their faces, they're now responding to the calls of the soldiers. How do we do about it? Now, if there's a war, after Shalom, there's a war, every soldier has received orders from the army that they have to hold on to their community for at least 36 hours. This will give Israel enough time, Dr. Shen, to mobilize the forces and to come to the rescue. Will the threat of the gas attack perhaps will take longer? Community, in Kerala, for example, every home has an automatic weapon. I have an M16 in my house. We have a strong hostage receiver, 250 boys. In case Dr. Shen is a war, everyone has a position in the United States in Kerala to protect the area. I was asked to come to America by Yeshiva Nesrat because they don't have those resources. They don't have military experience. Many, a good part of the population are made up of new women, are not into the army. They don't have all of the weapons in their homes. And the Hefty Yeshiva is a very small one. We're trying to enlarge the Yeshiva. To bring in more boys to play, this is a built-in army force in the community. Now, all over the other showlines, there's a freeze going on. You can't build. You can't expand, you can't build. Except for Efrat and the surrounding area. Efrat is a sudden border zone, buffer zone, security zone, as the showlines, suddenly the showlines. The Israeli government today is putting in a multi-million dollar highway connecting the Shemayim to Efrat. The building has not stopped. It's still going on. The Israeli government knows in order to secure the Shemayim, Efrat and the bush has to be strong. And we're trying to do exactly that. So I have a few things to ask of you. Now for many years, I would tell American Jews who have no right to open their mouths. You understand? You live in America. You live in Israel, you should be quiet. I feel this way today. I feel today the government of Israel is telling them where you wish on. Yours as well as mine. And you don't like to be vocal, you speak out. The steps that Rabin has taken towards suicide. Then, less casualties and casualties today, there's more incidents, more men. Before I left for the United States, a friend of mine was bent down outside of Kerala. There's a stand. He's standing outside to get a ride. A car drives by. He's come down dead. My wife was sent up from Yerushalayim. She had to stop to get my girls on one street. She couldn't find a house where they were staying. It took about 5 minutes to find the place. She got to the scene of the murder 5 minutes after it happened. I have a friend of mine, the daughter of our Dogen in California, her son was murdered. He got a rod from someone going to the Shandong near Natsupatan Hotel. The car broke down, they got out. They were murdered on the spot, Columbine and Shanghai. The situation is getting worse. You have every right to open the mouth and scream out. Scream the Israeli government, scream out the American government. But don't be silent. Science is the worst thing. You must be vocal. Rabin has told the soldiers, we are troublemakers. We are rebels. Bribers, rebels, rebellious. He is trying to divide the arms. We have those living in the state of Egypt, maybe Israel, and we have the troublemakers. Who's conscious to them? Arafat. Who's trait? The soldiers. He told the soldiers, I don't care what you say, what you do. It's like the propeller turning in the air. There's nothing. I have 61 votes and I can do whatever I want. My personal opinion is, the American Jews, the Catholics, the UK, the Americans will find a separate character. And so Israel will lose it
listen to me, and you have to speak up. I think every healthy yeshiva throughout Israel will play a major role. I think it would be rare, and I can't go into detail about it, that major things will be happening within a very short time, starting tomorrow and a couple days from now, as far as the standard is concerned. As to be taken, I heard that the Israel Gideon, the Israeli army, is going to come down and take force against the settlers. But we have to be heard. There are many demonstrations that have taken place, and no one knows about it. There are thousands and thousands of people attending demonstrations, and on the news coverage, a mere mention is made of it. So we've got to try to change that. That could be taken to get worldwide attention to this matter. The whole concept of the Unified Active Earth is a ploy to start pouring out truth from everybody in the Shambhala. My eyes work with people very clearly. He lives in Shambhala, and he knows he's getting a space. That's what he knows. It's a good principle of the eyes. Oh yeah, he's getting a space, isn't it? They may be wrong with what the Unified Active Earth means. But the technical standpoint. They might be getting a say, nothing left of the defense company. The truth is then misled by different terminologies which are being used. They aren't the way to about it. They know what they're getting. I ask each and every one of you to be vocal about a situation, ask these answers to support the healthy machines that you have a shimmering. And in particular, I like now, if possible, to do for these healthy yeshiva in a class that must expand. It must be strengthened, more growth must be brought in, and this is security for the end. In the meditation. So, who is there?